20 minutes?
Really?
So, how was it?
Some weird noises.
You hear, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you hear?
Like a... Kind of like a... Not like an ooing, like a ghost ooing, but more like a... Like a crying kind of.
Really?
Yeah, and then there were lights flashing through the window.
No kidding.
There's no electricity, right?
No electricity.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't like there were cars going by. You could hear when cars went by, but it wasn't when cars went by. But there was like a light.
Really?
Yeah, it's
maybe you were visited, but you had no opportunity to talk to anybody.
No, and it was like faint and far away.
Really?
Like the, yeah.
Let me check your restraints. Good.
My hands are, my feet are asleep.
Good. We got the legs. We got.
You know what's weird though?
Huh?
My right hand is way colder than anything else on my body.
Really?
So I was like, maybe someone came and held my hand.
Yeah, that could be.
Everything sounded really far away. Like it didn't sound like anyone came. You know, like in here. Like it all sounded far, far.
Well, the guards in there said, yeah, they'll be different with female energy in there. They'll go crazy with female energy.
See, and I wanted to ask the ghost guys if you can see orbs or if you can only see them on camera.
See, I didn't think, actually, I didn't, honestly, up there with you, I didn't think it was that scary up there.
That was better because you had moonlight coming through the window.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could see the doorway, so I could see if anything
right.
was...
I mean, I think some of the other places worse.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the hole would have been worse, and I think the gas chamber's going to just bite.
Yes, yeah, just, you know, just because of the claustrophobia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and just not being able to get out.
Yeah.
Like, I thought if I really had to,
you
I could
break free.
Bust it off of there. Yeah.
Contestant Holly has completed her task. Her and TJ now on their way back to the safe room.
Okay, now keep an eye on the ground, and you'll see where we're going.
Meanwhile, Mahoney and Siobhan are on their way to the gas chamber.
I think you're happy to be here.
I am happy
okay,
to be here.
Okay, and then walk through here.
Do not cross.
Oh, no, you must cross.
Now this is where they
say you must cross. You must follow that arrow. And I think you'll see a little something.
Get the f*** out.
I think you'll see a little something called the gas chamber. So I guess they prepared in here. Then the witnesses...
Were being there.
Not in there. Actually, the witnesses were behind. They were in that room, so they're watching you from in there, and you can't turn your head and see them. So you're not really facing your...
I'm going to have to keep my back to that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's where the witnesses would be. And so they couldn't really face their not victims, but, you know, the victims' families.
Just making sure there's nothing in here.
No.
This is creepy.
No, we're not doing anything to scare you, so if you... If you hear anything, it's for real. We're not doing it all, you know, phony with, you know, fake noises and stuff and boogly boogly. We are truly letting whatever happens happen.
All right. This is freaky.
Any last words?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Show me the money.
Oh, that's scary.
Phil locks Siobhan in the gas chamber for her 20 minutes and leaves. Back in the safe room, Swami and Maggie prepare for the Ouija challenge.